are tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Play, 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 and the player's gonna hey, hey, hey. Welcome.
Yes.
We're just shaking it off. We're shaking off the weight tonight. You know, me and your girl, AJ. Welcome to the Biggest Loser After Show. This is season 16, episode 10, called Free Agents. I'm your host, Fallon Mercedes. You can find me online at fitwithfallon.com or at fitwithfallon on Instagram and Twitter. Where can they find you, AJ?
AJ Rochester, AJ, A-Y. Apparently it means she who cannot be conquered in Indian.
Nice.
Which is probably why I'm still single. God help me. that's pretty much where you can find me. Oh, Finding My Mojo is my website. So check it out.
Finding My Mojo.
I just write about the crazy things that happened to me in my life. You know, have a bit of a laugh, like driving to AfterBuzz with football makeup. Or
where's your helmet?
I know, I needed a helmet. Right? I got Trojans. Go Trojans.
I obviously missed the memo, but I have my jacket on because it's getting cold out.
Yeah, well, let's just admit that your boyfriend does not have any of his football gear.
Okay, so that's my boyfriend played for 8 years in the NFL. And yeah, I tried to look for a jersey and he doesn't.
No
he's
loyalty.
Like, my mom has some. And I'm just like, babe, why don't you have any? So maybe next week I'll order one or something.
I've never like done the makeup thing under the eyes, and when I first put it on, I had trouble with depth perception.
Why do they put that on?
Well, apparently, according to the guys in the foyer, is to stop the reflection.
Oh, from the sun.
From the sun. So all it did for me was make me bump into things until I got used to it. So I really respect the footballers, and I did it in honor of Damien, who last week went to Comeback Canyon because he was the two-time Super Bowl champion, and we knew that we were saying a semi-goodbye to him.
Yeah, and you know, I was kind of excited. Not excited that he left, but I knew that he was going to be at Comeback because I really see him. You know, we just seen one of the girls win Comeback Canyon twice. And
Jackie,
that was like the record history for the season. One person winning two back-to-back weigh-ins at Comeback Canyon. And I really feel like Damien has this in the can. I really don't think there's anybody except possibly Scott who can go in there and beat him. And I don't see Scott getting off the ranch anytime soon. So.
Yeah, and he's the one we've really been waiting for. I mean, we did talk about Mike being that guy who was going to go into Comeback Canyon and be unbeatable, but he went in there with you know, a load of injuries, and Jackie winning as well. I spoke to Blake every week. I speak to the eliminated contestant every Friday. You can check it out at Reality Wanted. I tweet it around about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And I spoke to Blake last week because we were really interested to find out the extent of her injuries.
Yeah, she always had those air casts on both legs, not just one. So what did she say?
So the very first week, second day in, she had a serious stress fracture of her foot. But then because she was putting all of her weight on the other foot, she then got a stress fracture in the other foot.
Oh, wow.
So she was really seriously debilitated. And then she did an injury to her knee. And she laughed and she joked and she said that she felt like she was always on the bike. And you had noticed 2 weeks before that she had a massive yoga mat on the seat because, girls, we know how painful
and
that
no
bike
matter,
can get.
Let me say this. I have a butt on me, okay? No matter how much cushion you have back there, you sit on that bike long enough and it hurts.
She's doing 8 hours a day, but she's doing really, really well. She's actually only
Hold on. 8 hours of biking a day?
Yeah.
That's like a full-time job biking. Are you serious?
Yep. Yeah. I mean, think of the miles. She's probably doing 20 to 30 miles an hour. So she's probably doing 300 miles a day.
Wow.
That's why she was getting such great numbers. I mean, she was getting 10s week.
How about you bring a bike to work and you just bike during work?
Well, that's what Mike's doing. Mike's doing that. He's set up a bike at his work and he's getting on it and doing it in 15 minute slots.
That
so,
is.
Yeah. So that was really good, like, to speak to Blake, because she's in a really great space. Her friends are really supportive, because remember we were talking about how she was missing her friends.
Yeah.
Well, she's enlisted them. She's got this thing going where they won't go out until they
all work out together. Oh, cute.
Which is really cute. And then she laughed and she shared this little story about, you know, we were talking about how are you eating and are you eating clean and having any issues with that. And she said it's really funny. Her friends were trying to really support her, but they went out to the restaurant and she orders off the menu. And Dr. Huizenga, the doctor from Biggest Loser, teaches people, actually takes people to the restaurants and go, this is how you manipulate a salad and, you know, no dressing and don't get them to fry the fish with butter and all that kind of thing. And so she goes, she ordered off the menu and all her friends ordered off the menu and then 5 minutes later went, yeah, this is gross. burgers and fries, thanks.
Yeah.
So they're supporting her a little bit, but not as much as she would like. But yeah, she's very, very determined to bring in a great number. So
good. I'm excited to see how she looks at the end, because yeah, she's already such a beautiful girl. Oh, I can't wait to see her, yeah, you know, after her transformation. Yeah. Now, this episode was kind of a switch up. And, you know, we knew at some point that they were going to switch it up or have to switch it up, because it got down to one person only on the blue team.
Yeah.
And there's no way that, you know, how can you compete against the white team? Jen had like seven people on her team still. So they had to switch it up. Yeah. So again, we've seen this episode, they all had kettlebells, and underneath the kettlebell was a color, and that determined what team you went to. So going by your body fat percentage, whoever had the lowest got to pick the first kettlebell, and I guess we'll run down the list.
Yeah. So I think they made a reference to it no longer being choice, because in the first episode, they all ran up the hill and chose their trainer, and you could just see on their faces that it's pure chance now to whatever kettlebell that you picked up.
Yeah.
For Sonia, who was like obsessed. Sonia was like, I do not want to lose Jen.
Oh, yeah. Sonia, she really, really loved Jen. We've seen her go to the red team, Dolvet's team. Scott, who was red, went to white. Thomas, who was white, went to red. JJ, who was white, went to blue. Jordan, who was red, went to blue. Rob, who was red, went to red. He stayed on the same team. Yeah. Rhonda Lee also stayed on her team. She's white still. And Lori was on blue and went to white. And, you know, I noticed Jen get very excited when she got her.
Yeah, well, Lori is a definite pick to be one of the winners.
Yeah, she's very aggressive. Yeah, she kind of beat out Damien last week, and that's a tough call.
And she's got that, I mean, she's a three-time Olympic athlete. Mm-hmm. So she
softball player, yeah.
Yeah, so she has that element that could really take her to the end. And I think it was someone joked, I think it was Alison Sweeney joked that Jen ended up with the United Nations of the teams, because she ended up with someone from each team.
Yeah, she didn't have any of her old team members, so it was kind of interesting to see. I think everybody who got her team was very excited. Woody, unfortunately, he was on white, but he went to blue. And it's funny, you made a comment.
Blue.
You know, he seemed very excited, I think everybody was excited, but it's funny because I think both AJ and I was kind of thinking the same thing. We're like, would you be excited if you got to switch your team and you picked to be on the blue team? How would you feel as Jesse, as a trainer? You know, I think we're a little hard on Jesse. I bet you he's probably a great trainer. Jen, she's just like the complete package.
Well, I think it's different being a trainer in the real world and being a trainer in Biggest Loser. It's a very different game, and it is one that Bob and Jillian in particular has had the majority of winners. And it's not just about the training. It's so much about the food and what they teach them. And it's a lot about the tricks of weight loss. And I don't mean like a magic trick, but I mean there are certain things that you can do. Like if you do ketosis, which is, you know, you have predominantly all protein and very few carbs, and your body then burns the fat as the carbohydrate that you need to fuel your body, that's going to drop weight faster. But it's not necessarily a great way to lose weight in the real world. But this is where, you know, Biggest Loser has that kind of thing where you have to separate what you're doing at home and what you're doing as a weight loss competition. And I think maybe Jesse just doesn't quite have all of those elements together. But he's really hot looking.
He is very hot looking. It'll be interesting, too, to see Jesse. You know, we're halfway in. We're at the 10-week mark. We'll see, you know, what is it, 10 more episodes from now, I believe. We'll see if he kind of transforms as a trainer anymore or
We've
if he stays the same.
He's got three great teammates. He's got three really strong guys, Jesse, JJ, Jordan, and Woody. And they're like calling themselves the Tres Amigos. Excuse my incredibly bad.
That was pretty
accent.
Good. That was okay. I'll give you credit. You know, you're Australian, so.
You know, they're really good and focused and dedicated. So I think it might actually be a comeback for Jesse, you know? And White, though, the smallest players. So she has the lightest players.
And I think that's going to be harder for Jen because when you have the smallest set of players, you know, they're not going to drop the weight as quickly as the biggest players. We all know that, you know, food has a major impact on, you know, losing weight. And we see this episode, there was a challenge where Rocco, who is, you know, a celebrity chef, he's written tons of cookbooks, and he too was once overweight. And,
you know, I didn't know that about him. So. Yeah. It's kind of like, oh, that was nice to know.
Yeah, I forget how to pronounce his name. Rocco Despirito. Despirito.
Despirito.
Yeah, Despirito. Rocco Despirito. There you go. So, yeah, he learned and taught himself how to cook his savory, good meals, but how to cook them healthy. And he kind of wanted to test and show the contestants themselves. So for this episode, he actually had the contestants cook for him. So each team had to cook him a healthy meal. And he kind of had to choose, you know, which was the best flavorful or which one had, you know, the least amount of carbs or that was the healthiest. So each team put together their own, little concoction for Rocco, and we have, let's see.
Well, we've seen a lot of contestants go really pear-shaped in the kitchen in previous cooking challenges. You know, it's, year before last, it was a single cooking competition.
Yeah, and I thought that was interesting that they had the whole team come together, but I thought that was good because they all have a new team to work on. So it was nice to see them to work as teammates, not just work out, but like, okay, we got to win this challenge together.
Yeah, to win a 1 pound advantage, which is so vital at this point
in
the game.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Every pound counts. Now, we see the red team, they made a turkey burger with sweet potatoes. The white team made a salmon egg white omelet with French toast. And the blue team made an egg white frittata with turkey and French toast as well. Now, it was kind of funny watching Rocco eat each of the teams different, you know, meals. When he ate the red team's meal, you know, his reaction was just like, this is just too much. And he even said it at the judging, you know.
Said it was inedible.
It just, you couldn't even eat it. It was, it was inedible.
Poor little Rob has no idea what he's doing in the kitchen. He had no, like, literally, he barely knew what vegetables were, And he put an entire jalapeno in
the
burger.
And he even mentioned that, like, did you really put a whole jalapeno
he's putting the seeds in as well, and you're like, that's the golden rule, don't put the seeds in.
Yeah, you're gonna burn up. Okay. The white team and the blue team, Rocco kind of said that they had the same, you know, they were actually equal when it came to taste. They were both very savory and delicious, but he broke it down to the nutritional facts. You know, I guess when he broke it down to the carbs and protein ratio, you want to keep it 1-to-1. You don't want to do 2-to-1. Now, for the blue team, they had a 2-to-1 ratio with 81 grams of carbs and 42 grams of protein. And, you know, the white team, I mean, Jen just has it. Her team usually always wins.
Yeah,
they did
all about the food.
Yeah, 46 grams of carbs and 45 grams of protein. So they were the ones to win that 1 pound advantage.
Yeah, and I mean, breaking that down for people who don't really understand that is that these kinds of weight loss shows, weight loss competitions, even bodybuilding and fitness competitions, which we'll talk about in a minute, there's certain somebody who's going to do a bikini competition, so it will be all about this for you. And it really is that carbohydrate versus protein breakdown. And when you've got an even ratio, so the 46 to the 45 of protein, carbohydrate, versus double the amount of carbs to the amount of protein. I mean, protein is so important when you're A, losing weight,
and
B,
building muscle.
Exactly. So that's why they kind of took it out, really. But it's really very common. Jillian was all about the anti-carbs. I mean, she was like, you do not have a single carbohydrate the entire competition. Bob was a little more relaxed and was like, well, you have good carbs, so like the sweet potato fries and things like that. And it's interesting. I think this is probably why. It's not that Jesse's not a great trainer. He just probably doesn't have that nutrition education for a competition level like Maybe. This, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it's the only reason, because he's got to be a good trainer. But, yeah. You know.
So. You might have nailed it. Maybe that's
yeah.
it.
We love you, Jess. Look, we think you're hot and everything, and you obviously overcome these challenges, and with these big, strong guys, maybe that's the secret. And they know how to cook, obviously.
Yes,
the Blues.
They do. Yes. All right, so let's take it to Comeback Canyon.
Yes, Damien. Oh, the footballer, Damien. Two-time Super Bowl versus Jackie, who had won 2 weeks in a row. And Damien shared a really, really common story, which
is the
footballer who, you know, is working out and probably eating 5,000 calories a day but burning it off on the field. And he tore his Achilles heel and then Achilles tendon. And it was his last, that's it, like finished, immediately benched. And he just put on weight immediately. But what I found was really interesting was that he shared that a month after he retired from the game, he immediately had lap band surgery, which obviously didn't work, and it's not the fix-all. And I think what was really, really, really important and impressive with Biggest Loser Tonight was that they addressed that isn't the fix for everyone, and that if you don't, you know, you can't put it in your head. People have offered it to me.
Yeah.
I've had like doctors approach me and go, I'll give it to you for free. But it's like, well, unless I actually deal with my emotional eating, it's never going to work for me. It's going to break.
Yeah. Actually, I have a very, very close friend of mine. She had it done. And, you know, I was helping her lose the weight. She lost a lot of weight, but then, you know, she got comfortable and she started gaining the weight back. And, you know, it really was hard for me to see her suffer. Like, we would go out to eat and, you know, she would just have a small portion of food because her stomach is so small now that she wouldn't be able to eat a regular meal like a regular person.
It's like forced starvation.
Yeah. So even like we'll eat something not even big or, you know, she would all night be in the bathroom like puking and sick. And it's just
gross.
Like, I couldn't imagine how much it affects your life, you know? And I could understand there's some people who are like very obese who, you know, want to get it done, where they've tried to work out and lose the weight and genetically it's just hard for them to. But like, I believe if you haven't tried to lose the weight first on your own and, like you said, deal with the emotional issues that you might have and attachments that you might have with food, I don't think the lap band should be the first thing that you run to.
I know.
And where he
That's
did
strange.
It 1 month after getting out of the NFL, I feel like
that
is drastic.
Seriously, that doctor's probably prescribing propofol to everyone as well.
Yeah.
I mean, it just seems to me to be a terribly hasty decision to make.
Yeah.
And I think it was really responsible of Biggest Loser to approach it. I mean,
Carnie
Wilson
yeah.
is the same. I mean, she had it and then hers burst because she hadn't dealt with her emotional eating.
Yeah.
So it's not the fix, people. It's not. You got to work up here in the head. So that the rest reflects.
I think him opening up and talking about that, I really think that helped him have a breakthrough at Comeback Canyon. And we've seen that on the scale. Now, you know, for the weigh-in, both him and Jackie weighed in. And Jackie had lost 4 pounds. And I wasn't really nervous because I know Damien usually pulls through. But Damien pulled in a total of 8 pounds.
Yeah.
So that's 2.5% body fat loss. He was the winner. So it was really nice to see him after he had that breakthrough to win this challenge, this weigh-in.
And he's going to do well at Comeback
Canyon. Oh, yeah. He's going to do so. Like I said, the only person I say that he's not going to beat
Scott. I agree. I completely agree.
He might beat Scott too if he ever got to that level, but I think he's the only one who could really challenge Damien.
But it's amazing when they take the shirts off, the boys especially.
Oh, like, yeah. They have no, they're like,
yeah.
They look regular. They look great.
Yeah. It's kind of like, oh, wow, that you kind of look, you know, normal-ish. It's interesting. If you, I wanted to know, like, as a trainer.
Yes.
I was checking out your Instagram this week, Fit with Fallon. And, oh man, you did this freaky thing in the gym that you
I was supposed to tell him to show
it. Oh, just check it out on Instagram. And, it's like a reverse Superman flying tummy crunch sit up thing that looks like you're levitating off the ground.
You know, whenever I do this move in the gym, there's really not even a name. It's like a hamstring Bosu fall.
Bizarre.
Yeah, I don't know what to call it. But to me, it is the best exercise. Well, one of the best exercises to work your hamstrings. What you do is you get on a bench. The ones that where you could place your feet under, and you place your feet under it and you put a Bosu ball in front of you and you drop down very slow. It's very controlled and you push up. But when you push up, instead of using more of your hands, you use more of your hamstrings to pull you back up. And I'll tell you, today I'm wearing heels and I am feeling
it. It was amazing. Do you think that if you ever got the opportunity that you would like to be a trainer on The Biggest Loser?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Call me. No, I would love it. I think, like, right now I'm actually at a point where I need something to really push myself. Like, I just lost 20 pounds. I'm helping clients lose weight every day, but you always want a bigger challenge. So right now I, just submitted for a bikini competition.
Yeah.
In
baby.
April. And I've never pushed myself this far. And I'll just tell you a little backstory. When I was getting certified as a trainer a couple years ago back home, there was one girl, that was at the gym who we both kind of, joined forces and studied together and we got certified together, and she was doing bikini competitions and she really wanted me to do one, and I went to some practices, but I don't know, I didn't do it. And she did great in them. She did a couple of them and she just so motivated me, and I wanted to do one. And then she got killed in a car accident.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so she died in a car accident. And I always, you know, told myself, like, one day I'm going to do a bikini competition and I'm going to do it for Ashley. That was her name. So I think now is the time, and like, I really want to do it in remembrance of her and to push myself.
That's really cool.
And I think when I push myself as a trainer, I think that motivates my clients, because I even have one of my clients saying, hey, you know, can I train with you for the bikini competition?
Oh, that's cool.
And I'm like, yeah, that would be great. She's had three kids and, you know, she's fluctuated in her weight, and I'm just like, oh, this would be cool to push my clients to do one too.
And it's April, so it's now a November.
Like 5 months.
So five months of chicken breast and spinach.
And, yeah, tilapia and salmon and just lots of fish. And yeah, so.
Watch out for that mercury.
Huh?
Watch out for the mercury.
I know. Right? I know about counting calories, but I never knew about, like, counting macronutrients, kind of what we were talking about today. So I'm learning more about that. So, yeah, if you follow me and my blog, I'll be, you know, tweeting about it, posting about it, blogging about it.
You will be the biggest loser. And the biggest
winner. All right, so let's go into the weigh-in. This was kind of a short episode.
Yeah, it was a little.
Oh wait, let me give a shout out before we talk about the weigh-ins.
Oh, to our YouTuber?
Yeah, to our YouTubers. You guys are great. You guys, like, I read the YouTube comments. You guys actually listen to the show and comment. I love that. I love that you guys are engaged. So to Average John 123-2004, thank you for commenting. He was kind of saying that a buddy from season 13 was allowed to leave around week 4 to see his son's birth. So possibly if Jordan has his baby, they might let him leave. And that's something that we talked about last week. We were kind of unsure. And let's see what else. He said it's actually officially 9 weeks he counted, because he determined, based on his wife's stage of pregnancy, Jordan's wife, he has been on the ranch for about 3 months, and it's officially week 9 last week, which leaves 3 weeks unaccounted for.
Yeah, so it makes each weigh-in roughly a 10-day turnaround, which is pretty standard. that's usually like the standard that they'll aim for.
Yeah. So
yeah,
pretty on target. And then Tatiana Ragland, she's awesome. Shout out to you, Tatiana. That's actually my best friend's name, and the same way to spell it too. She says, "Can you please get last season winner Rachel to come in?" So we will look into that. I'm trying to get Jen in, but yeah, I would love to talk to Rachel. Yeah. I don't even know if she's doing interviews. I haven't heard much buzz since the whole controversy that she had about losing all that weight.
She put a bit back on, but a healthy amount back on, and is much healthier, and she's actually training, and we will try and kind of reach out.
Yeah, or at least like a phone call if she can't come in. So Tatiana, we're going to do that for you.
And then someone also said that they thought that the makeovers weren't going to be that exciting because...
The same guy did. He said the same thing. He was like, it's just... What did he say? He said, makeover week won't be too good this year. There's only a few girls left. Girls usually have the most dramatic makeover, which is a true statement.
Yeah,
he's right.
That's why they're letting all the boys get scruffy.
So they could shave them and kind of clean them up and make them look good. All right, so now to the final weigh-in. Scott on the white team. He was at 277 down to 268. He lost a total of 9 pounds. Lori was 249. She went down to 245, 4 pounds. Rhonda Lee, 224 down to 221. She lost 3 pounds, so a total of 16 pounds, but they had that 1 pound advantage. So that gave him a total of minus 17 pounds. The red team, Sonia lost 6 pounds. Rob, 8 pounds. Toma, 9 pounds for a total of 23 pounds lost. And then the blue team, JJ minus 8, Jordan minus 2. Now, Woody, he hasn't been pulling big numbers. It's been a while since. It's been a while since he pulled in double digits. And this week, he pulled in a total of 15 pounds. Go, Woody.
That's legendary.
Yeah, so that's a total of 25 pounds they lost. So the biggest loser who actually lost, well, I would say, how would you pronounce that?
The most amount of body weight percentage they lost. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm trying to say the least.
Oh, the least. Oh, the lowest body weight percentage.
Yeah, the lowest. There we go.
Yeah, yeah. So who fell under the red line.
Yeah, so the person who fell under the red line was Rhonda Lee. She only lost 3 pounds. So she was the one to go. And I was really surprised by how connected Jen was emotionally to her. Mm. You know, being that this was the first week that she had her on her team, and she was like, crying at the weigh-in to see her leave.
That's why we love Jen.
Yeah.
We love you, Jen. You're awesome. It was interesting to see. It was good to see that Sonia got 6 because she had a really major breakdown about changing teams and had a huge DNM with Dolvet. And you know, and he really kind of explained to her. And I think this is really significant for people who are stuck in a rut and they don't lose weight and they kind of feel like they can't overcome it. And he was like, you know, you've done the same thing for 30 years. You need to change. Yeah. So this change to my team is really, really empowering. Yeah. And Sonia could have just fallen in a heap and had a horrible number, but she pulled 6 pounds out of it. So it was good to see that she powered up. But I do have to say, like, I just, you know, because I wanted at the start of the season, I said, with all these amazing athletes, I wanted to see some really awesome challenges.
Yeah.
And we've seen a cooking challenge. We've seen a kitchen food calorie challenge. You know, I want to see, because it's funny, I was looking through some old tapes. I wanted to play stuff, but we can't because of copyright. So I'll put it on my blog, Finding My Mojo, and you can look out at some of the weird Australian episodes that we had. And, you know, I looked at some of the stuff. We've had people pulling planes, trains, buses, trucks. I mean, there have been some really amazing challenges, you know, the Australian and the American Biggest Loser. And I just want to see them doing something amazing.
Yeah. Bailey, next week, I don't know, we're going to need something huge to happen. We do see a little glimpse. Can we go into predictions? There we go. We see a little glimpse. You're after Buzz TV. This always spooks me out. We do see a little bit of a prediction for next week in our sneak peek of what's going on. We see one of the contestants gains a pound instead of losing a pound at the final weigh-in. Now I can say, I mean, it's been 10 weeks. It's bound to happen. You are working out so hard. You're losing, you know, a lot of fat, but at the same time, you're building muscle. So it makes sense that somebody, you know, might have gained. So I predict that, you know, I predict that person's not going to go home, though.
Oh, no, it is. As far as I know, for the rules, it's an automatic go home. Because generally with the red line, unless of course they change the rules next week, because, you know, like if it's somebody that they want to keep,
they'll change the rules.
Yeah. I mean, if it's Scott, guaranteed they're going to change the rules. Yeah. Because he's a great winner. And what you want in a winner is someone who's articulate, someone who's inspiring, someone who loses all the weight. You know, there's multiple factors that go into it. Yeah. And I'm not saying it's rigged. It's really not. But it's certainly produced.
Yeah.
And they have the rights and they all sign contracts that at any time the producers can change any element of the competition.
I didn't know that.
Well, I mean,
any show though, yeah.
Yeah, you can, sometimes you just have to change things. I mean, for instance, if it gets really boring and you've got a really boring ensemble, this is what I predict. I predict that they're going to bring back some girls. I think it's not just going to be one Comeback Canyon person. I do predict that they're going to open it up to a number of them. I think the Comeback Canyon is going to be a direct feed in for a chance to be back in the game.
Yeah.
But I think they're going to bring back all of the contestants or a certain number of them and have some kind of an endurance competition or an external weigh in and then bring some of the girls back in, because I just know from a numbers and a statistics point of view and viewership, they are not going to keep an almost all male cast at that ranch. It's not going to happen.
No.
Yeah.
All right. So you guys watching at home, especially Tatiana and Average John, please let us know your predictions. We want to know what you think is going to happen next week and the following week. We want to just know it all. What did you think of this episode? Were you... fall asleep like us.
We were a little sleepy. We were a little sleepy.
And also rate us 5 stars on iTunes. Download, tweet us, tweet AfterBuzzTV. Follow us on Instagram. You guys can find me at fitwithfallon.com. Please, I guess, subscribe to my YouTube channel, because on Monday I have a very special Fit with Fallon episode coming up, and it kind of goes with this whole Glory Days theme. It's very athletic. And then, you know, I'm going to talk to you and the producers and see if we can have some guests on next week.
Yeah, we're working on it. They just need to call us. But it's difficult because you have contestants who are shrouded under the secrecy of not revealing their weight until the weigh-in. That's our difficulty with the show. But I've reached out to a couple of former contestants, so I'm hoping to get them in, like Mike Messina, who was the at-home winner, who actually lost more than the on-the-ranch guy for his year. Check me out, Finding My Mojo. I'll put some of the Australian episodes up. And Fridays at Reality Wanted, I'll be speaking to Jackie tomorrow and seeing what she's done since she left Comeback Canyon. Yeah. So it's all good.
All right. We'll see you guys next week. Same time, same place. Enjoy.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.